This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Alex Jones Show. Harrison Smith here. Alex Jones will be in studio momentarily, but we go back to the street outside the courthouse where Owen Schroyer has just been sentenced to 60 days in prison for his free speech. He's making statements and answering questions from the press right now. Let's go back to that live feed.
And evidence in that courtroom is basically like the defense attorneys are crippled and like how they try to defund the police. Can't do your job or you risk losing your license.
Well, there are about six questions in there. I'm not sure which one to answer. The country, in my opinion, is at risk right now. I was talking to one of the prosecutors earlier, and I said, we're in a full-scale legitimate crisis. These are dark times. Things are tense, and I'm worried about the country. And he said, we've seen worse times. And maybe he's right. I mean, when I was coming up as a kid, the Weather Underground was blowing up buildings a couple times a week.
Democrats.
Sometimes multiple times on the same night. One of the things I said to Judge Kelly today is, look at the world around you and ask yourself how a man who has four times been indicted is running neck and neck with the incumbent president in some cases ahead. And that's because there's a deep and abiding anger in the American people who feel forgotten. One of the things I learned in the Proud Boys case was just how deep their regard for the country was. These men weren't terrorists. They were angry. And what they were angry about is the same thing many of you were angry about. You're afraid to go into your city because in the summer of 2020, the streets are aflame. And what's happening to the arsonists? The vice presidential candidate's out raising bond for them. Do you feel at some level your government broke faith with you at that point? Now, there's a difference, I will admit, between burning down my business and attacking the Capitol, but it's not that big a difference. There are federal arson charges, and people cross state lines to engage in they cross state lines, thus invoking the Commerce Clause and creating federal jurisdiction for federal law. When Owen talks about double standards, that's what he's talking about. So I think that this fight for the soul of America, on in many, many different courts, Alicia, in different ways in this case. Judges have enormous discretion about what evidence to permit, what evidence not to permit. They make judgment calls. I'm still a lawyer. I have enough respect for the system to retain my license and to go in to fight every day and to hope for justice. And I don't get it. I go to appellate courts. As to some of the other complaints you raised, the shooting of Ashley Babbitt, no charges were brought against the shooter. I don't know if charges ever will be brought. I don't know if there's been a full-scale investigation yet. Ashley Babbitt's mother was present in Owen's courtroom today as she was sentenced. She's still weeping for justice. And when will she get it? Maybe never is the answer. So, Alicia, I appreciate your support and the support of groups like the Gateway Pundit. I think that they're shining a courageous light as these InfoWars in the dark corners of American public life. I see you here as well, and your reporting has been excellent. We need to rely on citizen journalists because the mainstream media, they'll be gloating today about Owen. And the airwaves will be filled with hostile commentary. But ask yourself a question. When you have a story that you want to be told about your community, is it the New York Times that's turning up at your door, or is it a local journalist? And more often than not, it's a local journalist who has their hand on the pulse of your community, instead of the mainstream media, who often has its hands around your throat. And I know Politico is here, and Kyle, I'm not taking a poke at you. Your reporting has been very fair. But there are large institutions that control the agenda in the United States. And the legitimation crisis in this country is inspired by the fact that we, the people, feel forgotten. The protagonist in every dystopian story, 1984, Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, Margaret Atwood's Handmaid's Tale, Fahrenheit 451 by Ray Bradbury, these are all people who could have been perfectly happy if they just shut up and went along. But they didn't want to go along one. If we want to be free in our own skins to be ourselves as we see fit. We don't want to dance to the tune set by the man. The man beat Owen Schroyer's body today, but it didn't beat his spirit. They can have him for 60 days, but they'll never touch his soul, because a free soul cannot be defeated. And Owen's going to be counting on you for support in the months to come.
Yeah, and I'd also like to say, and I'll take a question from you in one second, and you want to ask a question too. Would you like to ask a question, Kyle? So I'm going to take three more questions, one from Carl, one from Ivan.
All right, folks, Owen Schroyer is on the street live, Washington, D.C., taking questions from the press. He's been sentenced to 60 days in prison. We'll hear more from him on the other side. Alex Jones in studio momentarily. Stay with us.
Separately, we got some really, 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 really good news. Because it's a great product you love, and people want it, and it funds our operation at 360 Win. Bodies, ultimate turmeric formula, the strongest you're going to find anywhere. Jam-packed, a big old giant bottle of stuff that destroys inflammation, that empowers your neurological system, you name it. I mean, it's just so amazing. God gave it to us, and it's the strongest curcuminoid out there. Other leading brands are like 70% curcuminoid. Most brands are 5% Coumadin, and that still does a great thing for you. This is the strongest anybody makes, 95% curcuminoid. I am so glad this is back. I have been out of this myself for months. We've been sold out of this for almost 7 months. Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, you are watching and listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Harrison Smith, host of the American Journal here on InfoWars. Alex will be in studio momentarily. We are watching a press conference being held by Owen Schroyer and his lawyer, Norm Pattis, live on the streets of Washington, D.C., where he's now taking questions from the press. We return once again to this live feed.
When you lose control of a crowd, the only way to bring the control back is to get their attention. And usually the way to do that is to say something that they all relate to, like a USA. I start chanting USA, everybody starts chanting USA, and they start looking at us. Now, in this case, it was myself and Alex Jones. But so I'm not surprised the judge didn't understand that. I'm not insulting him for not understanding that. He doesn't have the experience as a public speaker. But as somebody that's done these events, I mean, even at sporting events, I mean, that's what they do at sporting events. If the cheerleading team wants to get the crowds focused and on a mission, what do? They start chanting. So, oh, you're drinking your beer, you're eating your popcorn, and then they're chanting defense. And now everyone's chanting defense. Now everybody's looking at the field watching the game. So that's really a standard tactic. Anytime you are trying to get crowd control, is to try to bring that control back. And starting a chant that resonates with everybody is just a standard tactic applied to that. And I would just go further, too. When we start to litigate these issues about the 2020 election, well, who's having the debate about what happened that day? Who's having the debate about 300,000 votes for Joe Biden at 3 a.m. in Michigan, in Wisconsin, in Georgia? I can go on. We're not having that debate. I'm just told, no, Biden won, and you're not allowed to question it. But wait a second. When do I get to present the evidence for what I believe? So I just think that that was something that would have been done in trial. We decided to take a plea because we didn't want to go to trial. We thought that would be best for the court, the judge, the prosecution, and ourselves. And unfortunately, we had to relitigate the case after the plea was made.
Regret taking that plea in light of what happened today?
I'm not going to comment on that.
Mel Holly with 1776
Oh, change that name.
I need to change the name.
You can use letters or numbers now.
Just go ahead.
So I'm sure you know what's going on in New Mexico with the governor.
Yes.
Do you think that they know that at this point the First Amendment is dead and they're going for the Second Amendment now?
I think this is like chum in the water for tyrants or just fake Democrats, if you want to get specific. I think it's chum in the water. I think when they see cases like this and free speech and the First Amendment not being protected with all the might of the judge and the Justice Department, they see that as chum in the water. And, you know, I'll tell you another instance of this, because I notice this a lot. Whenever person one or myself gets a lawsuit, you know what tends to follow up immediately? Another lawsuit. And then another lawsuit. And a lot of these times, these lawsuits are so frivolous and they just keep coming and the judge will just toss them. But it's like chum in the water for tyrant. Whenever they see a crack in the armor, they go in. So they see a crack in the armor with free speech, they go in. They see a crack in the armor with the Second Amendment, the Constitution, they're going in.
And because you raised the question about First and Second, I want to give you a tip about what to watch for in Massachusetts. Massachusetts has the right to shelter law that is quote
liberal, more expansive than anywhere else. The result is it's facing a migrant crisis right now. The governor of Massachusetts and lieutenant governor recently called for people to open their homes to migrants to satisfy that requirement. First they ask, then they compel. The Third Amendment right against quartering soldiers, against the government forcing people into your home, says they can't do it. The takings clause has never been applied to that. So my prediction is that come winter, Massachusetts will impose a requirement that if the government says you've got excess space and offers to pay you for it, they'll get to use it for humanitarian purposes. This is globalism writ large. This is the end of the American dream and the end of independence. It's management of the world in ways that Klaus Schwab predicted. We will own everything. You will own nothing but what we have.
And I would just say as a final, again, whenever tyrants see weakness, in this case in our Bill of Rights and the Constitution, they go for broke. And let's be perfectly clear. The only thing standing between the corporate world government and the citizen of the United States of America is the Bill of Rights and is the Constitution. If they remove that, good luck. Last question, Ivan Raiklin.
Thank you. So, Mr. Pattis, and this is basically for all attorneys and all J6 defendants. The common theme of everybody that has been politically persecuted and prosecuted started over there at the Capitol Police Board, headed up by a consistent... The first time you were arrested was under Speaker Pelosi. The next time, it was under Speaker Pelosi. What have you as an attorney done to pierce the veil of secrecy, because he can't FOIA the general counsel, Tad Tobias, the Capitol Police Board acting chief previously, Yogananda Pittman, and now the current Capitol Police Chief, what's his name, Thomas Manger, to be able to identify all the documents on where they went from an original jurisdiction to prosecute and then to escalate it and then potentially manipulate that evidence before it was sent over to the DOJ? Have you guys looked into all that sequence of chain of custody of all evidence before it even went to the DOJ to prosecute?
We tried the charges that the witnesses were prepared to testify about, and their motives were not certain. The government, it is an uncommon theme. It is not a common theme. It is not uncommon in criminal courts to say the government's not on trial here. The defense is to take your witnesses that you find them. I think that's dead wrong. The government is on trial in every case it brings. It has the burden of proof. And when the government chooses to step into a courtroom, its motives should be inquired.
How do I help you prove the motivations and the manipulation at that level?
I'm preparing an FOI request for Joe Biggs that is narrowly focused on the FBI right now and is trying to compel them to give us information about CHS's. Ivan, what you're telling me is a much broader inquiry is necessary, and obviously I don't know enough about that. I'll be looking to you in the days and weeks to come. How to finance that litigation, we may need help from folks because it's going to be a problem.
Pro bono.
Pro bono. I'll have my mortgage holder. But I mean, I'm willing to do what I can, and please let's talk later.
Yes, okay? Thank you.
I'm going to make one final statement, and Norm is welcome to follow up if he wants to. Again, I want to thank everybody that came out here from the Gateway Pundit. I want to thank Hal Cheney from Politico. I want to thank Ivan Raiklin. I want to thank Mel from 1776 Returns. Some other individuals I don't know. Other friend is out here. He's always supporting us as well. I want to thank InfoWars. And I would just say this in closing. The justice system that we have here in the United States is also a cornerstone of our republic. It's not just the First Amendment and the Second Amendment that are under attack, but it's the justice system that there's a belief, there's a trust, there's a faith that you're going to get a fair trial. That means that there's going to be good faith in any proceedings and negotiations, and that the judge is going to respond to this, whether it's a trial or a plea, and that the negotiations and the proceedings are ongoing, and it's a fluid thing until it's finalized. My concern is that here in this day in American justice, decisions are made, incarcerations are set, whatever else have you, and all of this is decided before the individual ever even sees his day in court. And if that's where we're at in this country, folks, then the justice system is truly dead. So unless Norm Pattis would like to follow up, that's going to conclude my statements for today.
I'd just say this. You know, there's been a weaponization of government committee from the House. It hasn't been nearly aggressive enough, nearly courageous enough. In the questions it's asked and the answers it's required to give. We had an FBI agent refuse to answer certain questions. He should have been held in contempt.
you know, Congress has plenary oversight power. And, you know, I have respect for Congress as an institution, but Jim Jordan is asleep at the switch. He needs to stop posturing, stop playing footsie with Marjorie Taylor Greene, get up off his ass and do his job. There are serious questions that need addressing, and Jim Jordan's not getting the job done. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
All right, so that wraps up the impromptu press conference there after Owen Schroeder has been sentenced to 60 days in prison. We have skipped every ad break that we can, that we could have for the first half of this show. So please, folks, do go to InfoWarsStore.com. We need your support. You know we're not, we don't have to fake it. We don't have to play it up. You can see with your own eyes how we're being oppressed, how we're being constantly bothered, constantly attacked on every side. I mean, Alex Jones isn't in here right now because he's being deposed for something else in a different room in this building. So he will be here in just the next few minutes. But please, folks, we are only able to survive this onslaught because you go to InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we get funding. That's how we fund everything from the American Journal to the War Room to the Alex Jones Show, all the great content creators we have at Band.Video. They're trying to intimidate us into giving up our free speech. We will not give it up. We will continue to insist on our First Amendment.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is she all right?
Seems okay if we can get to it.
If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you could possibly imagine. Harrison, visit Infowars.com/show now.
I hope that old man got the tractor beam out of commissioner. This is going to be a real short trip. Okay, yes!
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show today.
That means that somebody like Governor Ron DeSantis could declare an emergency and just change the laws of the nation.
I've had enough of people declaring emergencies in order to take control of our lives. I know that mass shootings are bad, but if we're going to do the numbers, then let's do the numbers, okay? It's exceedingly rare compared to car fatalities. Why don't we declare emergencies on that? We can declare emergencies on anything. This is, it's part of a bigger problem that we're seeing unfold. Permission to go, Alex Jones.
I'm going to decline.
Okay, this 30-day suspension of a constitutional right is meant to be a trial balloon, right?
Yep.
A test for something that may happen in the next year, in the run-up to the election, saying that the Second Amendment is not absolute, and then having a few gun control fanatics. So, hold on. That's theater. You got Trump. Trump's, I feel like he's going to go to jail. You're seeing parents being cleaved from their kids with this bill in California. Free speech. It's not just the Second Amendment. You got the First Amendment. There's a number of examples of free speech being flexible, right? You know, if you can lose your medical license, you know, if you decide to say something different about COVID. We now know that the government did try to suppress information, First Amendment, so that people wouldn't speak out against what they believed to be right. You have these retail theft laws, you know, the $900 ceiling. That's another trial balloon for the end of private property in my conspiratorial theater. You can see these all kind of go together. You're seeing an attack on speech. You're seeing an attack on personal protection. If you get mugged, I mean, look at the guy in the subway who tried to save people's lives. If you look at theft, end of private property. I have a feeling that the timing is strange here, and it might get very weird. I think this next election will make the other two, I don't know, look like a game of pickleball among friends. I mean, why would you suspend the Second Amendment? So, and this is where I become Alex Jones, so militarized action will succeed without friction. Stage an event. Call a clampdown. Disarm the public.
Very good.
Thank you.
Judge, does it drive you crazy that people who are in
so there you go, folks. That is Greg Gutfeld channeling Alex Jones, as he says. I think I know what's going on here. I think I know what that is. Because we've experienced it in our personal lives. If you're an info warrior, if you're a conspiracy theorist, as they say, by the way, hi, I'm Harrison Smith, and the host of American Journal. Alex will be in studio momentarily, just a few minutes, so don't go anywhere, folks. He'll be here to respond to and react to the news that Owen Schroyer has been jailed, or will be soon jailed, sentenced to 60 days in prison for his free speech. So stay tuned for that. Alex Jones will be in studio momentarily. But I think I know what's going on with Greg Gutfeld. They're finally starting to connect the dots. They're finally starting to see the constellation rather than the stars, not treating these instances as individual and totally disconnected examples of tyranny, but rather very necessary components of a larger machine that's being built. Little puzzle pieces that all form together to create the image of global government, total open-air concentration camp slavery for the vast majority of people, while the very few at the top enjoy endless privacy and own everything. They're starting to get it. They're starting to understand. And it's such a powerful realization. It's such a terrifying realization, because it is. It really is. I mean, when you realize how thorough this takeover is, the consequences of all of these things being implemented, it's sort of scary. So they are starting to get it. They're starting to understand what's going on, but they're still scared. So what they have to do is make it a joke. They have to make, oh, I'm just impersonating Alex Jones when I say this, in order to make it a little bit more comfortable, a little bit more easy to go down. You know, I've talked about this on my show a bunch, just in our personal lives. I've had this with my friends, where I had a friend, and he was in New York. He was sort of a liberal dude, but he was talking to some Indian girl, and she's like, what do you do? And he says, I'm a director. And she's like, another white dude director. And he's telling me this story, and he goes, and I thought, man, if Harrison was here, he would say something. If Harrison was here, he would, you know, have not taken this lying down. But he does take it lying down. And it's not that I'm something special. It's that he knows how he should be reacting. He has an innate reaction that is appropriate to being insulted like that, but he's uncomfortable with it. He has to put it off on somebody else. He has to put it off on his conspiracy theorist friend and say, he would say this. So that's what Greg Gutfeld's doing. He gets it. He knows what's going on. He's starting to see the forest for the trees. And he goes, but he's still uncomfortable. It's still too big of a revelation to just deal with sincerely. And so he has to put it off and pretend it's a joke and pretend he's mimicking Alex Jones, because this is something Alex Jones would say. Well, it's the truth. It's not just that Alex Jones was right about the things that Greg Gutfeld listed there, but that he's been right the entire time, and that these things are not necessarily new. They're just ramping up to an intolerable level. So that was Greg Gutfeld asking permission to go Alex Jones. He was denied permission. They're like, no thanks. We don't want to connect the dots. We'd rather just deal with all of these as individual problems and then offer no solutions and then be surprised when they keep doing it and keep imposing these and keep establishing the groundwork and the foundation for the prison that they're building for all of us. And it's amazing to see that on Fox News. I mean, the list that Greg Gutfeld was going through, and you can see him glancing, like he clearly has it was almost exactly the same as my list for today, right? My list of topics that I'd want to discuss. It's kids being taken away from their parents for their parents not affirming their gender. Of course, that only comes after the kids themselves have been propagandized and seduced into transgenderism, right? So first they propagandize them, and then if you don't go along with it, they take your child away. He talked about the Trump indictment. He talked about the border being open. Of course, the FBI is rounding up people and in some cases simply murdering them in their homes. You know, three people have died in FBI raids in the last month. You've only heard about one, probably the guy in Utah, but there are two others that are just as egregious. He talks about the destruction of the First Amendment, how the Second Amendment is, of course, being destroyed wholesale under the claim of a health emergency, right? It's the same thing. I mean, and it was so obvious. Like, we've called this from so long ago. It was at least a year ago, probably 2 years ago, they started talking in this way. They started realizing, oh, if we have a medical emergency, we get to do all sorts of unconstitutional things. Gun violence is a medical crisis, is a medical emergency. Racism is a medical emergency. They just put that label on it and realize that scares people into allowing their constitutional rights to be taken. Of course, there is some pushback on this, and either I or when Alex is in the studio, I'm sure he'll go to the sheriff video opposing the unconstitutional order, which is nice to see. Would have been nice to see under COVID. Would have been nice to see any of the other times our constitutional rights have been violated or completely abolished, as it were. But it's nice to see Fox News finally starting to wake up, dipping their toe in the water of realizing what the hell's going on in this world. And we can only hope to see more of it. Folks, we'll be back in just a minute. Don't go anywhere. Alex Jones will be in studio momentarily. This is Harrison Smith asking you to go to InfoWarsStore.com to keep us on the air and in the fight, because it is a fight, folks. We're not giving up. We're not slowing down. We're not abandoning our...
I didn't realize this was back this week. I thought it was next week. I come in this morning. It's back in the warehouse, ready to roll. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. And the first thing I did was pop one of these bad boys. Overhead shot, please. Look how full this bottle is. Right to the top, folks. right to the top with these 95% curcuminoids. Again, most turmeric formulas are 5%, some are maybe 10. The other strongest brands are 75%. This is 95%. Super concentrated. So like taking one pill is like taking 10 of the average pill. It's that powerful. Or more. So they're available at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Hold on for almost 8 months. Back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Governor Ron DeSantis could declare an emergency and just change the laws of the nation.
I've had enough of people declaring emergencies in order to take control of our lives. I know that mass shootings are bad, but if we're going to do the numbers, then let's do the numbers, okay? It's exceedingly rare compared to car fatalities. Why don't we declare emergencies on that? We can declare emergencies on anything. This is, it's part of a bigger problem that we're seeing unfold. Permission to go, Alex Jones.
I'm going to decline.
Okay, this 30-day suspension of a constitutional right is meant to be a trial balloon, right?
Yep.
A test for something that may happen in the next year in the run-up to the election, saying that the Second Amendment is not absolute and then having a few gun control fanatics. So, hold on. That's theater. You got Trump. Trump's, I feel like he's going to go to jail. You're seeing parents being cleaved from their kids with this bill in California. Free speech. It's not just the Second Amendment. You got the First Amendment. There's a number of examples of free speech being flexible, right? You know, you can lose your medical license, you know, if you decide to say something different about COVID. We now know that the government did try to suppress information, First Amendment, so that people wouldn't speak out against what they believed to be right. You have these retail theft laws, you know, the $900 ceiling. That's another trial balloon for the end of private property in my conspiratorial theater. You can see these all kind of go together. You're seeing an attack on speech. You're seeing an attack on personal protection. If you get mugged, I mean, look at the guy in the subway who tried to save people's lives. If you look at theft, end of private property. I have a feeling that the timing is strange here, and it might get very weird. I think this next election will make the other two, I don't know, look like a game of pickleball among friends. I mean, why would you suspend the Second Amendment? So, and this is where I become Alex Jones, so militarized action will succeed without friction. Stage an event. Call a clampdown, disarm the public.
Very good.
Thank you.
In a galaxy torn by conflict, where darkness spreads its tendrils across the universe, one hero rises against the immeasurable might of the globalists. Tune in and trust in the power of the truth to lead us to victory in the great info war. Prepare for the ultimate battle for truth with today's War Room broadcast. Now, it's your host, Owen Schroyer, and his intrepid crew. Find the show and share the links at Infowars.com/show.
This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas, the U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big Tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probe and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome subversion paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed at the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States, with traitors inside the major security agencies blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com/Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me, as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they've now used me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, it's 12:39 Central Standard Time, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I got out of one of the unending depositions run by the globalists against us about 15 minutes ago. I had to call Owen and get up to speed. I know he was on with us last hour. But 60 days in jail for the First Amendment. It is in the federal filing. And it's just staggering. Even though I knew the tyranny was coming and was going to get more intense, absolutely staggering. This is where we are. And in my bankruptcy deposition, it was all, if you're lying, we're going to put you in prison. You're going to prison. You're going to prison. Of course, I wasn't lying about anything. And people can be intimidated by this and we'll lose everything, or people can realize we got bullies coming after us civilizationally and we can stand up to it and turn things around. But no one can deny the country's being run purposely into the ground. No one can deny this absolute evil is taking place. Owen is going to pop back in. He's gotten more information bottom of the next hour. But they could have him reporting to jail for 60 days in the D.C. gulag. Who knows what they'll do to him in there as early as next week. I had told Owen, because I know that he's been paying most of his expenses and is out of money, that he should do a personal expenses thing. He's paying for his own airplanes, everything. In the bankruptcy, we can't help Owen in any way. And so I think he raised $40,000 at defendowen.com. He's going to shut that down today. If you want to go donate there for his personal expenses, so you got to be clear. He says it's for legal and spends $1 on a plane ticket or for a CPA or whatever. They'll put him in prison for wire fraud. That's why he has to now kill that promotion, that fundraiser that is for his personal expenses. He's out of money. And start a new one for a legal defense fund. He's got to appeal this. This is a First Amendment case. He said, oh, just go serve your 60 days in jail. This is a journalist who tried to stop January 6th on record that the feds say in the filing, I've already showed you 10 times at least, hey, he's not remorseful. He still says the election's stolen. We want 120 days in jail or a year, minimum 120. And yeah, it's not 20-something like Enrique Tarrio or 16 or 17 like Joe Biggs, but they're just getting started. Where's the ACLU? Where's the Wall Street Journal? I mean, we've had corrupt media for a while, but they used to at least defend their own system a little bit. But no, it's pure predatory now. The legacy dinosaur media is at war with the new independent media because we're so much bigger than they are with actual listeners and viewers. They have 1,000 times the funding by big corporations and the defense complex and big pharma. In fact, I was watching, I'm not a big sports guy, but I was watching Djokovic Sunday. My wife's a big tennis person. Plays tennis and watches it, and he hadn't been allowed in the U.S. for 3-4 years, and he won that big victory. And right as he wins, they go, brought to you by Pfizer. So even though he said no to all that, they're still making money off of it. It's literally criminal how they're trying to take our bodies over, and this should be a nonpartisan issue. So Owen is going to fight this, but he may not even get the appeal. The judge's discretion, he may just be put in jail, and they basically disregard the appeal. And you can say, well, he'll just do it 60 days. No, they could easily Jeffrey Epstein him in there. So go to defendowen.com and make a donation. Separately, I'm going to just say this right there because I've done full accounting. I just got interrogated for 5 hours by the big Democrat Party, a top law firm. And people said,
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Tehebo Tea Club. Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Already got all the documents and know you're totally innocent, and to them they just want a brownie point with the establishment to destroy Alex Jones, and in the process they're just destroying all of us along with themselves. So I don't want to make the story about us, but you want somebody to fight, we've done it. We've changed the world, this audience, our guest, myself, and what we've done has been incredible. And you know, the what God put on my heart in discernment in like 1997 was, I think, about the year where I was given basically the download. I wouldn't call it a vision. It was just this massive, like my head blew off, and like Gnarls Barkley said, you know, since I went crazy, I've got so much space, and there's this big echo now, and that's basically what happened. It also happened when I was about 18, a few years before, a little head blowing off, but this was like boom, and since then I've had the head explode. The head didn't start exploding until about 2016, it exploded again. Now I'm having these spiritual explosions every week. And I can't even handle the knowledge or discernment now. It's my little mortal brain being jacked in. God just keeps upping my discernment and my weapons level politically. Till now, the globalists are scared of me, and that's all God. But I am now a major focal point, and the discernment, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's psychic power. But it's only for missions God wants. I can just look at massive things and understand them and give you the right answer. Little personal things in my life, you know, I can't tell you, you know, how much bacon's in the refrigerator, or, you know, can't remember my first cousin's name who I'm good friends with. That's all gone. But all the knowledge is now how to fight the New World Order. And They tune in and they hear me talk and they get scared, folks. That's why Henry Kissinger tried to hire me and a lot of other people, because I've been blessed by God. I've been given discernment, and so have you. And so it's an honor for your support, but I think it's an honor for you to be involved in this level of the fight supporting us. It's a big deal. So defendjones.com, defendjones.com. And it's a multi-winged bird. We've got to fund free speech that's barely in the black, or the court can shut us down. But the bankruptcy is going through right now. The other side's panicking. But we're barely, you know, got that wing going. Alex Jones has been neglecting Alex Jones. That wing's in trouble. So that's defendjones.com. Or jonescrowder.com. You get my new show every week. We've been overperforming. We're going to add new shows. Get all of Stephen Crowder's programs, all their comedy shows. The Hodge Twins, and they really deliver on the content. You go to jonescrowder.com, use promo code Alex, or the Mug Club at Stephen Crowder's website, and just use Alex Jones promo code when you get a year membership. You get a month free. That also funds me personally, though I'm using a lot of it to fund free speech, and already allotted what's coming in, a large portion of it, to this operation. That's just how I operate. So I'm trying to balance all these facets here, but jonescrowder.com. Or simply go to defendjones.com. And don't forget Owen's site as well. We'll put that on screen for you. But he told me, I just talked to him 20 months ago, hey, don't plug that site. I think I got enough for my back expenses. Well, I'm going to need legal expenses now, but I'm still giving you a chance to go to that Owen site. And I told him to do it a few days ago, but I forget the URL. Can we put it on screen? What'd you say it was? Yeah, I'm sorry. You're talking on the speaker so low, I can't hear you. DefendOwen.com. So DefendOwen.com, DefendJones.com, and JonesCrowder.com. But this is a big, big deal. Owen is clean-cut, handsome, Christian. He never tells people this, but spent his summers in high school and college taking care of mentally retarded children. You can't get a better person. And physically makes me sick that the enemy is this bad, and that they think that we can be bullied and that we can be intimidated, and it's actually the opposite. I pledge to you to work even harder. I pledge you to not back down a single centimeter. I'll never give up. I'll never give in, but I could give out. And I've been honest about this. You know, when I got remarried 7 years ago, I wanted to phase out The Daily Show, do a podcast, write a book, make a film, really do quality stuff all the time. It's really hard-hitting. But that's not my position, because they want to make me quit. I can't do it now. And so, but with that comes, I'll never give up, I'll never give in, but I could give out. I need your support. And Free Speech Systems has great products you need. The books, the films, the T-shirts. There's a few signed copies that are the fundraiser of the Great Reset and the War for the World at InfoWars Store. com. That supports free speech. There's the regular book, unsigned, for a lower, much lower price, one quarter of the price or less. And there's, again, Vitamineral Fusion, sold out, Bodies is back. It's incredible. And so is DNA Force Plus. We got the new coffee that's so good. And it's just incredibly dark times. All right. I got up at 5 a.m. this morning. I was being deposed by 8 a.m. And I did a lot of preparation last night before I went to bed. There's been a lot of new developments here, but just let this headline from NBC News soak in, and later we'll go to Twitter. I haven't looked yet, but I know it's going to be total celebration. InfoWars host Owen Schroeder sentenced to 60 days in January 6th case. And it's a huge story. And it's got Tim Pool saying, death to tyrants, 120 days in prison, recommended rehabs. We have to go into the Capitol, no charges as of yet. Defended by media and Democrats, told the January 6th committee he orchestrated the attack on the Capitol. Owen Schroeder tried to stop it. Savannah Hernandez, D.C. protesters are trying to put Owen Schroeder in jail for 20 days because he stood outside the Capitol building on January 6th, 1776, and called Democrats tyrants. He said, yeah, 1776, they're tyrants, but don't go in. He had to get their attention. And they say he also said on his own show that he, just a few months ago, on the show, he said all this, but you know, here's the good news. Greg Gutfeld, I know, was a really funny guy, and the Five replaced Glenn Beck. I thought he was doing a great job on the show, other than attacking me. But he knows that's the way to pat the establishment on the head. But Gutfeld and everybody now know the battle chant to let the establishment know you're awake is Alex Jones was right and let me become Alex Jones. And it's because people now realize I told you the truth, the whole truth, and about the truth, except a few mistakes. And this is 100% real. And I told everybody this, and it wasn't like some big secret. The man, he's always run around it. But I grew up around people on the sharp end of the stick that actually worked in the nastier parts of the government. I don't mean pencil pushers. I don't just mean door kickers. And I mean people in charge of stuff. And I was blessed to grow up around that so that I had a leg up and be way ahead of everybody else. I've been on air since 21 years old, folks. I'm basically 50 in a couple months. And I'm not bragging about who I am. I've been very blessed to be in this position. And now you're seeing everything we warned you about come true. But the good news is that I'll have to take my licks. Trump will have to take his licks. Owen will have to take his licks. And many others will have to take our licks. But it's worth it in the final equation to take the licks, because it's worth it for the children. And as men, we're not supposed to be a bunch of cowards. At least we're not dying in some evil war for the globalists, but still those men have courage. They believe that it was right. But most of them, once they get older, realize that they were manipulated and lied to. But this is the age of great awakening. The evil power structure is scared, and so they're making their move. I want to give the phone number out to talk about Owen Schroyer, American journalist, recommended prison time, which he's now been given, for his speech directly in the document. And where is the media defending a journalist? This is so dangerous. It hurts America standing in the world so big. This is a huge deal. We're taking calls on Owen only. No other topics. I'm going to give the number out, so let's turn the phone system on. Here is the number to call on Owen Schroyer only, and your quick comment on it. I'd love to hear from you, and I appreciate all your support, and I want to appreciate your prayers. 877-789-2539. Just like I was a test being deplatformed and debanked, I told you they're coming for all you next. This January 6th thing is demonizing all loyal opposition to the New World Order. I don't mean their loyal opposition. I mean loyal Americans who are in opposition against the New World Order, labeling us as criminals. And now they're saying on CNBC, you name it, we need to use Homeland Security against the American people. We need to outlaw Trump supporters. So this is a one-party state being set up. It is beyond dangerous. It is beyond insane. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539, and Owen will be popping in at the bottom of the hour, but he's got to get on an airplane back to Austin. They're going to tell him to report the next week when to report to prison, but we're going to try to appeal that, and this is a very serious situation. Owen's a very, very private person, but he's also taking care of family and things, and I'm just going to let him talk about that himself, but his personal life is very, very private because Antifa's targeted him at his home and more, and because he's on probation. He's not allowed to have a firearm. He's on probation for wearing a piece of tape over his mouth at the Capitol while Code Pink threw fits and attacked police and was never arrested. So 877-789-2539, very dark day for America and the world. DefendJones.com, DefendOwen.com, JonesCrowder.com, and if you want to support Free Speech Systems, great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But support it all needs your support. If you believe what we're doing, you want to make us strong in this fight. We'll never back down. We'll never give in. We could give out. We'll be right back. Please stay with us.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.